Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Gallagher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange takes first base on ball four. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Strange moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Strange moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Strange scores. Radcliffe moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe scores. McQuinn moves to third. Gallagher moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Bill Beckman now pitching. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball four. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling juggles the ball. That's an error on Rubling. Gallagher scores. Lobbs moves to third. Hefner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillard hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillard. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball in to Lillard, who relays the ball to McCoy, who tags Swift trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lobs scores. Hefner moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-1 in the game. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field. Lobs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobs. Gantenbein moves to second. D. Miles pinch hits for Bill Lillard. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Gantenbein moves to third. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Ross now pitching. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Berardino moves to third. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino scores. Hefner moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. It's 8-1, Browns. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallagher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McCoy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Swift hits a line drive towards third. Rubeling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 3 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Strange moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards first. Siebert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Moses reaches second base with a double. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berardino fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Browns. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.